This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us this week. We've got Don's in the house.
I'm here.
Ava.
I'm here.
And I'm here. Eric, we're here. We're going to have a good show today. I'm excited. We're going to have some cool stories. Dog stranded out in Lake Michigan.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that one yet.
Yeah. And some shed hunting things you might want to know before you go shed hunting again that may or may not get you in trouble. But keep those things in mind. But those are the stories we're going to have today. We want you guys to stick around. We'll be right back right after this. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies? Welcome back, everybody, and it is good to see both of you here.
Sounds good to be here.
Always.
Yeah. Well, as the saying goes, I have a face for radio, so you could probably deal with me here or without me here.
Yeah, we've dealt with you away.
I know. Far and away.
Far and away, yeah.
Well, Don, Ava, this summer, we're going to be out fishing. We always talk about it, but then the schedules get too busy, right? So I was thinking about what's going on. What do you do this time of year to prep, right? So usually what ends up happening is you prep for where you're going to go, at least on the tournament side. Say, okay, we're going to go to Lake Erie, and then we're going to go to Green Bay, or you're going to go to here, there, whatever. Right. But generally, you prepare and start. If there's one technique that takes a little more time to prepare, you make sure you tie up those kinds of rigs. And before the show, we're talking about different tips that you can deal with and tying different rigs.
Right.
And the snell is one of the big questions. And we do have a lot of, I do have a lot of questions when I do seminars at the sports shows. And when do I use this type of snell? And what should I use for the length? And, you know, you have a lot of snells that you go by, and there's about 2 inches between the hooks in a two hook harness.
Right.
And that's about it. Not even, yeah, maybe 2 inches, which is horrible considering how long is a nightcrawler?
Stretched out can be 12 inches.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just, you know, to preface that a little bit, you know, if you go to the store and you're going to buy a snell, there's so many options out there, the different types of, one, the lengths. It can be 2 foot, 4 foot, 6 foot. There's different line weights. There's different
line types
that you can use. There's two hook harnesses, one hook harness. There's three hook harnesses. Mm-hmm. So what's the right one to use and when?
Well, I think the where you're going to fish, in other words, in the water column, is a big one. So if you're going to fish suspended fish, i.e. Great Lakes type scenarios, sometimes if you're fishing Mille Lacs, what I'll do is I'll opt for a single front hook, and then I'll go with a, if the water clarity is not super clear, I'll go with probably a number 6 treble on the back.
For a crawler?
For a crawler harness.
Okay.
And I'll go with about a 5-inch to 6-inch spread from that single hook when I use an octopus hook. So an octopus hook, and this is, it's important tying a snell. The octopus hook has the curl that comes up, the shank comes back up, and the eye bends back. So when you tie a snell, that line will travel along and stay flat on the back of it so that when the hook is being pulled, it hangs straight. It doesn't hang out at an angle. Then you just simply tie a regular, whatever treble you prefer. I prefer a BMC treble. I just like their way that they sharpen them. They mechanically sharpen them as versus chemically sharpening, which has a smoother finish to it. So it really pulls into the fish more easily and hooks. So that's one of my big things. But so that's open water. Using that type of a spread is important because you can use a bigger crawler for bigger open water. You want a bigger profile. Pretty simple. Spinners can vary. I will say that. For the bigger spinners, you're going to be running the Colorado blade upwards of size 7s, but you have to make sure you expand the number of beads. Usually I go with the 6 or 7 number bead as far as how many on there. Put on the clevis that's a double lock clevis, which is important, so they can't be thrown by the fish. A lot of times you'll have fish that come up and they'll hang on the surface and they'll shake, and they can actually shake that spinner blade right out of the clevis. And spinner blades can make all the difference in the world. If you have the right color and that fish shakes it off, it is the most defeating thing ever. Not only that, you'll have fish that will actually grab the spinner blade. I've pulled them up almost to the boat. They're hanging on the spinner blade and won't let go. So understand those are some key points to it. I use a bigger bead. A lot of times you're not using the 2 or 3, you're using a 4 millimeter bead or a 5 millimeter bead, bigger sizes. And then, of course, work the purples in that side of the fence. And then,
got is there a rule of thumb as far as how many beads? I mean, how do you determine what is the right amount of beads to put on?
You lay the blade out so that you understand where the clevis is going to sit and how the blade is going to lay on that. So you want the blade not or just at the hook head. You don't want it to hang
to the eye, but not over it.
Yeah, you don't want it to go below. It really pulls the fish further up on the hook. Or when they're going to hit it, they will hang and probably hit that area much more readily within the area of that front hook.
There's different types of clevises, too. There's a quick the change metal, clevis, and then there's a metal one. I don't know how they get a metal one off.
Well, that's what there's several metal ones.
Yep.
There's a metal hoop ring where you actually bend it back over and clip it on. But then there's also the regular metal clevis, which I do not go for.
Okay.
And the reason is changing blade type and color is the most important thing to get success. And for you to tie one up and go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, I don't like. The second thing is the metal on line will have a tendency to wear in the line. And that's not a good thing either. So those two things are important, really, one of those things for me. When you're going closer to the bottom, that you're using bottom bouncers.
Right.
We did up at Ashkenham.
Right.
Using a two-hook harness, that's two single hooks. And again, having the spread is probably 3 inches is important again. And I always, at the end of the crawler, I'll pinch the crawler off. It gives up much more scent that way as well. But you leave it so that maybe there's half, three-quarter inch, something like that, back of the hook. So important again. Generally an open water bottom, you're not using necessarily as big. Again, we're talking non-Great Lake scenarios. And you can use colored hooks. We used chartreuse hooks up there that work really well.
Yep.
And that was a good thing.
We weren't using Colorado blades, though.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So there are different types of blades out there.
Yep, and that's what I was going to get to. One of the things that's important here, too, the slower speeds that you're moving, you want to have something that's easier to spin. I like using the Max blade. The Max blade is a short blade. It's double prop blade, and it's fiber material. It doesn't drag the bait down, but it gives a great spin. So,
one last question I would have before we run out of time here is, what do you like or prefer for line for making spinners?
Everything will depend on what you're doing. Open water, I'll use fluorocarbon. More often than not, I will, but keep in mind fluorocarbon sinks, so it's all dependent on what kind of fishing you're doing. If you're on the bottom type with a bouncer, just be careful if you have a float. But again, speed is indicative of that. It's going to help.
And weight? What weight line?
What we line 6 to 12 pound, depending on line water clarity. So, tell you what, we'll be right back. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.